SGR mold.
So you're now running around out in that weather, W2T, sitting here at the house.
Well, we thought you got blown away. You know, you're such a wind load. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I'll tell you what. The wind came right at the beginning of the rain. And since then, it's just been, for about the first 5 minutes, I got a quarter inch of rain in the gauge. And since then, it's just been continuously raining. And every now and again, a rumble of thunder will go around. So, and all still raining over your way?
Yes, sir, it is, Rusty. There was a W5-something-LL come in, Leroy, really nice fella I talked to quite a while, and he heard your call, but it was me calling for you, and I did the call twice, and there was nothing, but he come out of another room and thought it was you, and we entered a nice queue, so, yeah, it's just a moderate rain, and as I saw it on the radar, Rusty, that's exactly what it was. It was a big red long line of thunderstorms, and now the sky is starting to clear up to the north of us here. GSP Airport recorded 52 miles an hour gusts, and it was headed towards Duncan.
So, you know, like I said, at the beginning of the storm, when I first walked out there, I told you I thought I heard it raining. It was coming down pretty good, and I was watching the tops of the trees. Now, it was up in the treetops where it was really moving, but, you know, it wasn't going so much down here at my level, but it did a bit of raining over here and all. It's still raining, so, you know, there was a little sports car that was out there. He was headed up the hill from my house, and he all of a sudden made a quick turnaround and came back and went back down the hill. And I think he was trying to, because he was looking at that rain coming down that hill at him. And I think he thought, well, maybe I better not go this direction. So he turned around and went the other way.
I doubt if it did him much good, but probably a good idea. The gust front was, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes ahead of the rain, and then it looked like it was blowing sideways. It was really coming. The highest I've ever recorded on our weather station is 33 in the last 9 years, and I think it's been over that a little bit, but that's the highest I ever recorded. And today it was 30, and Bernice was watching it, and it's still on there, the high gusts. And that's a pretty good shot of air. It's not Kansas, but I don't like it when it gets up that high. It blowed the neighbor's great big old, he's got a big square heavy box of some kind, plastic or whatever, that they keep all of their poolside stuff in, and it blowed it clear across the yard.
On wood, everything of mine is still where it was sitting out on the porch or on the front of the back porch, and I've got, since I'm down off that hill, most of this wind stays up a little bit higher and comes through the treetops and not so much down at my level down at the ground, which in a lot of cases is very nice, because it could, you know, some of that wind, I was watching the treetops moving, and they were moving pretty darn good, so I felt lucky to be down where I was, you know, and just watched it go by. So, you know, I was glad for that.
Roger. Well, we're right on the apex of the hill there. You've been to our place, and I had a good view out the western window there, and I had just looked at the radar because we were going to Ingalls to get some stuff for Bernice, and I don't know, garlic powder and whatever, and it wasn't that necessary, and I said, let's skip it. Well, then it moved through so fast, I said, well, let's go ahead and go. So I got gas and took a telephone call, and I looked over there, and the crowd cleared out, I guess because of the storm, so she went ahead and went in, got us a watermelon and whatever else she needed. So it worked out just fine, and then we come back by the fruit stand, got a couple of tomatoes and a cantaloupe. Boy, they got good cantaloupes there. Most of the time you get them, they're hard as a rock. And I like cantaloupe, and she hates it. Anyways, you know, we made it through. That guy's name was Leroy that I was talking to, and the other gentleman was a six call, KE6, I think. He said they had 3/4 of an inch over there, real quick, like they're around Taylor's, I believe.
Well, I heard him, and I didn't get the other guy's name and everything, so, because I went to check on it, and I just was sticking out there watching what was going on and making sure I didn't have any problems here and all. But anyway, like I said, I went and got my grocery shopping out of the way this morning before lunch, so, and everything else. I was going to make cookies this afternoon, but realized I didn't have a, I got to get me a cookie scoop for scooping dough to put on my cookie sheet. So I went right by one at yesterday at Walmart, didn't pick one up, and I was intending to go back and get it. Oh, well, it is what it is, you know.
He's talking about putting it on the cookie sheet, Bernice. What do you use? Just a spoon? A spoon. She's a farmer, though, Rusty. She made banana pudding yesterday, so we got a couple of those left in the fridge. Icebox, in my terminology. Boy, our backyard looked like a river. Our garden was just thoroughly running water over it. That really stunk. But the tomatoes, so far, they've survived. But it beats the snot out of the roses and stuff. Well, Rusty, we're at home, and good to hear you. And you stay safe out there and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. I didn't think that there would be any additional people or traffic out there due to the COVID-19, but it seems as though down here, they're just avoiding it entirely. They just are not paying attention, and God help us, I hope we don't get a spike. 73's Rusty, W2T and 0TR.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. N0TR, W2T.